Hello, everybody, and welcome back to You Are Good Enough. This is your host, Kimberly Bell. Today, we're going to talk about our need for control in our lives. This is a big one. It's funny, I feel like I say that every podcast. So, take a listen to where I am. I wonder if you can hear. I'm in nature. And here's the reason why. We've learned to control and manipulate in our lives. And that's unnatural, believe it or not. Nature is the best example. Nature bees. It just bees, right? Nature is being. It just does. There is no control. There is no manipulation. Human beings control and manipulate. And human beings have learned that they need to do that in most cases. That's my feeling. So are you a person who is aware that you have a need to have it your way? That means that you're probably controlling and you're probably manipulating on some level, right? If it's uncomfortable for you not to have it done this way, if it's uncomfortable for you to not have it work out this way, all of these things, okay? And the reason we're talking about this is because it's hurting your relationships. It's hurting your relationship with yourself, and it's also hurting your relationship with others in your life. We were here originally designed to be creators through our connection to Source, right? Coming and expressing. This is an experiential plane that we are on, but it changed. And that will be another podcast in time, but this podcast is about us and our needing to control and how it might be hurting us and others and our relationships. So if you are aware that you have a need to control, if you are someone who says, I have to control everything in my life, right? Think about what you're really saying. So you're actually solidifying it with just those words. I need to control everything in my life. And I want to say something. I don't believe that's really true. If you are someone who says that, I'm going to tell you why I don't feel that statement is true. I think we could turn that around and make it a truer statement. And the truer statement might be, I feel the need to control everything in my life. But somehow we believe that things are concrete, things are finite. There's no changing things. And often our words express that and show us that if we pay attention. So that's why I wanted to say that, because I want to bring your attention to the power of your words. So the truer statement would be, I feel the need. Yeah. You know what? We're living in a world where all of us have felt a need to control and manipulate the outcomes of things from one time or another. All right? So where does this begin? I believe it begins in childhood, or at least it did for me. I had one parent who I had no boundaries with. We would just on a whim go spend the night in somebody's home. I didn't even know. I would show up without toothbrush, clothes, underwear, snuggly, whatever you call it. As a kid, I really didn't have a snuggly, probably because I was living a lot like that for a little while. And I resented it. So I know that that's one area where I learned when I did have the opportunity to control that I did it, right? I can see where that manifestation began for me. Now, the other parent, I ended up living with the other parent later in life. I was in a household where if I breathed the wrong way, I was in my room. So I spent years on restriction. No TV, no this, no that. Right? Everyone doing the best that they can, but I can understand how that's another area where this became more born for me, if you will. So go back now into your life. Think about it as a child. Did you have a parent where, you know, really controlled, mom or dad really had to have a lot of control over everything? You probably learned it. You probably experienced it, right? And so we adopt these things. Sometimes we adopt them out of fear, right, in our childhood, right? Sometimes we adopt them because we're just learning from our parent. You know, I tell parents all the time, your children don't learn so much from what you say. It's really what you do, how you act. You're mentoring your child all the time. They're watching you and they're paying attention to the inconsistencies, all that stuff. So anyway, we're really influenced as children. We pick these things up. So how are these needs that we have of controlling hurting our relationships? Well, here's a great example. If my focus is on having everything done the right way, which is also an illusion, but one that I believed very deeply in for a long time, if you're one of those people, and if you feel like you always have to have it work out so that you're happy, then I'm talking to you, right? And if you're aware that you have that need, then your focus in life a lot of time is on that, okay? So if my focus is on having it all go smoothly my way, whatever your story is, then my focus in life isn't really in the deeper level of relationship, getting to really know someone, getting to really understand what makes them tick, right? It's just being in the experience of being with another person. There's always something for me to do if my focus is in the other. And it's as simple as having a need that we want met on a regular basis. And so if I have a need that needs to get met on a regular basis, I'm not going to be able to be in the now. I'm not going to be able to be present. Now, this is a disempowering mode of operation. It really is. Because it keeps you from the juiciness in life. It creates a lot of conflict between you and the person. You're creating stuff. You have great influence. We all have great influence over ourselves and over others. And this is what I want you to start taking a look at because I want to help. Because I realize in my parenting, I over-controlled. In my, you know, my marriage, I over-controlled. And this is how we magnetize the perfect person to ourselves to be the teacher to help us heal the unhealthy codependent patterns that we run with, right? I married the perfect person to help me break my need for control. But what's interesting was this was a person who I didn't really have a lot of confidence that he would ever do it the right way or say it the right way or be the right way. I mean, I look back and look, I love this person still today, okay? But it's funny, I can totally see how we came together to really, yes, it was frustrating for both of us because we were not wanting in a lot of ways to be, it's funny looking back, to be with a person that was causing us so much frustration, right? And that's probably another podcast, a good podcast, right? Because we often find ourselves in relation with another person where we're really frustrated. And a lot of that has to do with us. A lot of that has to do with us. So if I'm in a relationship and I'm a controller and I'm in a manipulator, and he was too. But we did it differently. He was more quiet and passive, right? I was more, nope, we have to do it this way. Come on, kids, get your coats on. You know, I was more like that. But of course, I'm talking about this goes deeper, right? But it is funny to see how we manifest the pain or the pattern that we've adopted from our childhoods. Look, if you're a child and you have no say and you're in a situation where you're tossed around with caregivers or foster homes, no wonder you have a need to control. You had no control over what was happening for you. So I want you to have compassion for yourself, right? Whoever you are that's listening to this and you're aware that you are controlling and you are aware that you have to manipulate, I want you to really give yourself a big hug of compassion because this didn't just begin because. It began for a reason. But I'm talking about this because I want to help you shift it. And I want to help us all loosen our grip around it so that you can feel free and you can feel liberated. So here's an idea. What I want to leave you with is maybe something that you can say. So in those moments, I want you to start, number one, getting curious about where you're being controlling and where you have to have it your way and manipulating, right? When you see it, that's awesome, because now we have an awareness. And in that moment of awareness, now we can actually do something about it. If it's a moment that feels like you can actually change and break your pattern, maybe say a mantra, right? Maybe say, I'm feeling safe to let this go. That's one example. Another mantra might be, I'm feeling safe to let go of this control. I'm feeling safe to let go of this control. And you can do that in those moments. You don't have to say it out loud. You can say it within yourself. But I promise you, by saying this in those moments, it's going to help you shift it. And through that, you're going to see how you can let go of having your fingers and your arms around everything, right? You did this to help yourself, and it's probably not a profitable need, right? Or that force. It's probably no longer serving you. This can help you shift it. And when you shift this, you'll see how you can start to shift other things in your life. Also, I want to say, get out in nature and be an observer of nature, because there is no other model in our world. This is divine design. Going out in nature and observing how nature is. We can learn so much from that because it just unfolds. Being in nature and observing it helps us go present. And when we're more present, then we're really starting to open our consciousness. Then you're really going to start to see your patterns, some of your blind spots. This is how we do the work, right? So I'm going to leave it here. I hope this was helpful for all of you people out there that would like to shift this. You know, when we shift our control and our need to control the outcome and manipulate, then we can actually have the deeper level of relationship that we are all desiring to have in our lives. But this is one of those places that if our focus is on that, we can't be focused in two places at one time, right? So this is why we need to shift this so that we can actually start to create what it is that we desire in our lives. And we deserve it. All right, you guys, have a wonderful week. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Take care.